What a great God we serve. Mighty God, what an awesome God. You know, it's a season of growth and maturity, you know, maturing, and let bygones be bygones, and let trivial things be trivial things, and, you know, walk in grace, walk as, don't go back to elementary things, you know, don't go back to elementary things. And seek to be close to those that can help you mature. Seek to be close to those that would help you to be rooted and stable in the faith. Seek. Be wise. Be wise with the people you hang out with. Be wise. Be wise. It's your life. Be wise with your time.
Come on now.
If I have a child that wants to be a great basketball player, I'm going to seek out the best coach and put them around that person that they can become great. I wouldn't seek the coach around the corner that is just barely know anything. You know, that would be unjust to my child. But a lot of times, that's what we do with our life. I'm going to say it in a raw way. We hang around bottom feeders. And we expect to go to great heights. Oh, that's so mean. You better believe, if you don't get it right, you're going to be a bottom feeder. Don't feel bad to disconnect. It's your life. It's your future. Yes, you watching me online. It is your future. Disconnect. Some of you fall in love with terrible people. Run. You can run now. Now is the opportune time to run. Ask those who stayed and they'll tell you. If you're married, it's a different story. Work it out. Some of you are hooking up with friends that you shouldn't hook up with because you're afraid of being lonely. You just don't want to be lonely. It is better to be successful and seem lonely, or be working towards success by yourself. People will join you on the journey.
Amen.
Let me tell you.
Yes, Pastor.
Even as a pastor, sometimes as a church, we don't necessarily have too many people that are friends. Because most churches don't want to press into God's presence. Most churches don't want to spend extended time in worship. So we're alone. As a, we're kind of alone. So we're carving out a niche. We're carving out, not that we're the only one, I'm not saying that. But in our circle, we're carving out a niche. And sometimes you wonder if you're doing the right thing, but you know you're doing the right thing, so you can't wonder anymore. Because it's what God has called you to. You just got to do it. You just got to do it. As you said, it's weird. It's not weird. It's just different. Think about John the Baptist. Everybody was eating food. He was eating locusts and wild honey. Weird. But who did God call the greatest? The greatest prophet. Mighty God. I heard this thing about Marcello. When he was going to, I think, Nigeria, the witch doctors The witch doctor spoke among themselves, and the chief witch doctor, he warned all the other witch doctors, and he said, 14 days before this man come, we have to leave. He's coming, and we have to leave 14 days ahead. And after he leaves, we can't come back within 14 days, or else we're all going to die. Strange. Other preachers come and go. But that's him. When he went to Haiti and all the witch doctors came in the meeting to kill him, the Lord revealed it to him and the Lord said, "You're here." He came to kill him. And they started to make all kinds of sounds, all different weird songs. He said, "You're here." And he started to point them out. And the witch doctor in Nigeria said, he said, "If we don't leave, we're going to either die or get converted." So, it's not weird. It's just different. And it's either you submit to the call and go to the level and you experience God's greatness and God's power in your life, and then the people around you, wherever Marcello went, you know, we look at the church today. The church is what it is because of the generals of the faith.
Yes.
Those that pay the price. People are going to have to be willing to pay the price. We could put back on the seat, it's getting cold. We got to be willing to pay the price. There is a price to be paid for the anointing. And it's going to require time, surrender. It's going to require surrender, consecration. Taking your eyes off of pleasure. Pleasure is a trap, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Overindulgence in feeling good is a trap. It's a trap. Whew. And you can be a doctor and be all that God wants you to be. You can be a lawyer and be all that God wants you to be. You can be a musician and be all that God wants you to be. But you can't be foolish with your time. The mistake we make is that we use our time callous.
Amen.
We just waste time.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have time? Let's sit and look at your calendar and analyze it. Let's analyze your calendar. And then you realize how much time is wasted. How much time is wasted time? I told the youths last night, I said, get comfortable with saying, "Let me look at my calendar." So somebody asks you, "What you doing?" "Let me look at my calendar." Start planning your life out. Plan your days out. "Let me look at my calendar." It's not you being rude. It's you being responsible. Everyone. Not being rude. You're being responsible with your time. The Bible says, redeem your time. Take it back. time and chance happen to everybody. Every one of us it happens to. Be responsible with your time. Things don't happen by sudden, but you got to decide, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to have a winner's mindset. I'm going to have a doer's mindset. Because the word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm not going to have, I'm not going to have a defeated mindset. I'm not going to be a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. We are victorious. I am victorious. So I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim of sin. I'm not a victim of the devil. I'm not a victim to people. I'm not a victim to my past. Come on, somebody. So I'm going to switch my mindset. If you got 10 more years to live, live those 10 years well. You got 20 years to live, live those 20 years well. You got 40 years to live, live them well. A lot of the mistake we make is we say we have 70 years and then we waste 35. And then the last 35 we decide to live well. Let's get it together now. Amen? Yeah. Get it together when? Now. Today. And don't go back. Don't go back. The trap is, when we go through those doors, we go right back. We start talking back this old way. We go have the conversation. Because the people are going to call your phone. You have the old conversations. We just said we're going to disconnect, but we go back and talk to the same people. Are you with me? So we disconnect to reconnect. No! We can't forgive at the altar, and then when we go back now. You know what I heard yesterday? This pastor said, there's a woman that was suffering with cigarette addiction. And she said, everywhere she go, the demon goes with her. She said, when she get in the car, she knows something gets in the back seat. The only time the demon ever left her is when she went to his church. She said, the demon don't even come close to the church. The demon jumps out blocks away and waits there. And then when she goes back home now, the demon jumps back into the car when she gets back to that area on her way home. Until she got deliverance from it. And broke the powers of the enemy over her life. So what I'm saying, you're here. And it feels good. When you get back out, the enemy waits and lurks and seeks opportunity. Come back. Somebody say, I got my mind made up. And I'm not going back. Because the warning, the command was, come up hither. And the warning was, don't go back down. So you got to heed both. The command and the warning. Let me leave you with one scripture. Psalm 111 verse 1 says, praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Amen. The works of the Lord are what? Great. The works of the Lord are great. Did God do anything great this morning? So, are his works great? Yes. His workings among us are great. Studied studied by all who have pleasure in them. So if we have pleasure in the works of God, you see, what we did today was to measure what God did among us so we can rejoice in it. So I can rejoice that Sister Yovella is leaving without unforgiveness, with now blessing her siblings. I praise God for that. Yes, I'm rejoicing that Minister Nikki is not going home angry. But she moved out of that and she's not going back there. You understand? I'm rejoicing that Pastor Dahl got a word of from the Lord concerning what she's praying about. I'm rejoicing that here Sister LaToya said, you know what? I'm going to go. It's a little different, but I'm going. Amen. Study it. So what God did for someone else, he's going to do for you. Amen? Amen. Think of what God has done prior and be grateful and find pleasure. Oh my God, find pleasure in them. Glory in what God has done. Glory in what God has done. Hallelujah. So the works of the Lord are what? Great. Studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be what? Remembered. Remembered. We got to remember what God has done. Remember how he saved you. Remember how he delivered you. Remember how he healed you. Remember where he brought you from. Be grateful. Amen. His works are wonderful. Only he could have done it. It's on a level all by itself. On a level all by itself. It is truly, we used to sing that song, it is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Truly wonderful, truly wonderful, it is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. Truly wonderful. The Lord is gracious and what? Full. He is gracious and full of compassion. My God. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God is gracious. God is not out to get us. God is not out to judge us. But God is out to be gracious to us. He extended his grace and he saved us. Amen. Gracious, full of compassion. He has given food to those who are fear him. Meaning, he has made supply. Amen. Same thing, Pastor Dahl. If you live today, you can expect him to provide for it. So he has made what? Supply. So walk around by faith now. God has already supplied my needs. He has already supplied my needs. Walk around with the understanding that he has what? Already. He has what? Already supplied your needs. Somebody say already.
Already.
Already. Already. He has already supplied my needs. Hallelujah. He gives supply to those that fear him. Those that hold him in esteem. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Wow. Mighty God. Thank you, Lord. He will forever be. What is this covenant that we're in? We're in a covenant of grace. The kindness. He will forever be mindful that his desire is to be good to you, to be kind to you. to show you his goodness. He still have the right side, but he's not going to show you that. Yeah. His wrath has been appeased by the blood of Jesus. So you can't see that side. You understand? Once you walk with him and you fear him, you surrender to him, he has declared to his people, he has said something to us. And he is continuing to declare to us the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. Heritage speaks of inheritance. So we have to have the mindset that the best of the land belongs to us. The best of not only this nation, but nations belong to us. So you can anticipate to have favor in other places. Because it says here, why we don't manifest the word is because we don't believe the word. Because automatically now, the boundaries of your residencies and citizenship kicks in. Say, like, I'm only American or I'm only from Jamaica. I can't get nothing in Guyana. Or I can't get nothing in Dubai. I can't get nothing in Canada. Maybe Canada is more imaginable because it's right there. But I can't get nothing in Mexico because I'm not even speaking Spanish. But I anticipate to have things in all these places. Come on. Because what? The heritage of the nations. Inheritance of the... I will enjoy the goodness of all of these places. Wherever God would purpose me to go, I'm going to have it, Pastor Ab. And the same thing for you. Wherever God will have you to go, you're going to enjoy it. And you're going to be blessed. And your generations. Because who will God increase? You and your children. Hallelujah. Mighty God. We can stop right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. All right, let's read on. Let's read it out. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are true. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption. He has what? Sent redemption to his people. And not only in the sense of sin, but whatever is lost will be restored. Redemption comes from God. It's part of you being a child of God. He has commanded his covenant how? Forever. Holy and awesome. So we must not treat his name lightly. Because his name is holy. His name is awesome. One of a kind. So when we speak about God, we must speak about him in awe and reverence and with pleasure. Because it says what? Those who find pleasure in him. Those who have pleasure in his works. So we must, when we speak about the name of the Lord, we must speak of his name in awe and in reverence. Don't take the name of God in vain. Don't make a practice of throwing around the name of Jesus lightly and compiling it with terrible words. The fear of the Lord is what? So if you want to know if someone is wise, are you saved? Did you receive Jesus in your heart? You're a fool if you don't. That's a foolish person. No matter how wise they are, before God, they are poor, wretched, and naked. They're a pauper. A good understanding have what? All those who do his commands, his commandments. So when you obey the word of God, you're a person of understanding. His praise endures how? Forever. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We love you, Lord. We love you. We're grateful that you will meet with us in this way. We're grateful that you will minister in this way. We're grateful that you will touch in this way. We'll steward what you have done here today. And we're not going back. And we're not just throwing it around lightly. We're not going back to the old ways, to the old things, to the things of the flesh, to the things that appease our senses, to the things that keep us comfortable. But God will press on with you and we'll live by your grace and your faith. We walk with a renewed mind. We walk with joy. We walk with faith. Full dependence on you. Full confidence in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, for those who don't know you, that today, God, they'll surrender their lives to you. Today, they'll make that decision to serve you. In the powerful name of Jesus, we give you all the glory, the honor, the praise, and the thanks. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're marvelous. We're grateful for who you are, what you have done, and what you're going to do. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we would find pleasure in your works. And we will praise your name as long as we have breath. In the name of you, we speak healing to bodies. Those that are sick, speak the word of healing. Over Pastor Cheryl, we speak a word of healing. We decree and declare, with your stripes, she was healed. And we thank you, God. Thank you. And everyone else, those that are watching online that may need healing at this time, we speak in the name of Jesus that they be healed now. Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we love you and we praise you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Bless the rest of this day and all that has to be done right now a day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm so glad that you stuck around to this point. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to Faith Church. We want you to come and be a part of what God is doing, this move of God that is happening here in the Bronx, New York area. Personal invitation to you. Wherever you're from, you are welcome. All are welcome to come and experience the power of God. Sundays at 10, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Come and join us in-house or stay connected to us through all of our socials, whether it's my personal or the Faith Church social, just be a part, follow, and come along on this journey of faith. I'll see you soon. I'm Pastor Sam. Have a great day.